those of you who don't know Mandarin, it's a neighborhood in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a great place to raise a family. They've got the Whole Foods, the Trader Joe's, and that awesome Publix Aprons cooking school. But what a lot of people don't know is that the neighborhood has a rich history. And today, I'm going to talk about just one small part of it. Harriet Beecher Stowe and oranges. You might know her from American history. She wrote a fictional anti-slavery book called Uncle Tom's Cabin prior to the Civil War. It's credited with being the major influence for solidifying the abolitionist movement in the North. In most history books, that's generally the only thing that's mentioned about her. But it's what she did afterward that's important to Mandarin, and actually the entire state of Florida. Post-Civil War, a lot of abolitionists in the North were worried about the rights of black folks still living in the South. They were afraid that if they just left the South to its own devices, there might not be much in the way of education or voting rights for African Americans, or that the Civil War might just start up again. Less altruistically, they thought that the lower population in states such as Florida was an opportunity. If they could get enough Northerners, aka carpetbaggers, to live in places like Florida, they could outpopulate and, more importantly, outvote the native Southerners. The question was, how could they get those Northerners there? One of the answers was oranges, or the fortune to be made in growing them. After the Civil War, Harriet Beecher Stowe bought a cabin and a surrounding orange grove in Mandarin, where she wintered for many years. Uncle Tom's Cabin was her most famous book, and it did make her a celebrity, but she didn't stop writing. She wrote another best-selling book you might not have heard of. It's definitely something you should read if you want a picture of semi-rural post-Civil War Florida. It's called Palmetto Leaves. While her book Palmetto Leaves did generate press for oranges in Florida, it was probably her newspaper articles on the state that garnered even more of an audience in the North. Those articles were similar to the short vignettes in Palmetto Leaves. Some were pure tourist articles about travels down the St. John's River or nighttime tours at Silver Springs. Some touted the steady fortune to be made in growing oranges, fueling orange fever. And some just celebrated the quirks and joys of Florida living. Because she looks like a very stern grandma, you might not realize what a massive celebrity she was during her time. The New York Tribune sent a reporter, a sort of early paparazzo of prose, who minutely described every inch of their Mandarin property, down to what the cracks behind their wallpaper were caulked with. He interviewed one of the family's cousins who helped hang the wallpaper. No joke. And a steamboat company in Jacksonville advertised excursions to Mandarin and her orange grove, which the company charged for, but they didn't let the Stowes know. So there were people randomly showing up in their yard that they hadn't invited to their home and property. Even so, the family, they were as welcoming as they could be, barring damage to their orange trees, which tourists occasionally caused. The Stowes eventually came to an arrangement with the steamboats and all the tours, sometimes even holding cookouts for the crowd, along with meet and greets for a modest fee. So Harriet Beecher Stowe's name was one of the most recognized in the country, up there with Abraham Lincoln. That's how famous she was. As famous as the American president. Her endorsement mattered. And she was pushing Florida, especially stoking the orange fever happening between the end of the Civil War and 1895. Orange fever was kind of like a gold rush in Florida, except people grew their fortune rather than panning or digging for it. I've got another podcast on that if you want to take a listen to that. But her articles on Florida and oranges and others like them, they're a big reason why Florida was settled as much as it was before the turn of the 20th century. You can find palmetto leaves in most libraries and bookstores if you're going local in Jacksonville. There's two Chamblin's locations and the Bookmark at the Beaches. And I highly recommend finding a more recent book. It's called Calling Yankees to Florida, Harriet Beecher Stowe's Forgotten Tourist Articles. It's got stuff by Stowe you won't find anywhere else, not without combing newspaper archives of the late 1800s. So I do recommend it if you can find it. There's also a lot more to be said about Stowe's place in Florida history, but I'm out of time. I'm Erin Thursby, and my book, Florida Oranges, A Colorful History, will be coming out on September 30th. Ask for it at your local bookstore or get it on Amazon. Thanks for listening.